From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Mishpatim, Protecting the Powerful. Parshat Mishpatim is chock full of many, many laws, mitzvot, cases. And toward the end, it deals with principles, important ideas, aside from, you know, damages and torts and things like that, which we dealt with at the beginning of the Parsha, begins to deal more with philosophical, societal issues. So one of them is the following verse, Elohim lo tkalel. Don't curse Elohim. See what that means in a minute. It sounds like don't curse God. And someone who's a leader among your nation, don't curse. Problem is, it's not parallel, or if it either God is parallel to the leader, you shouldn't curse God, and you shouldn't curse a leader. It's all in one verse. Is this the source for blasphemy? So, in other words, we're not sure if it's Elohim, Lot Kalel, meaning judge, and the word is chol, it's not a holy word, or it's a holy word, and it means God. You shouldn't curse God. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there's a debate in the Tanakhama. The first opinion is Elohim chol. It's Elohim. It's the name of the judges, and it's not a holy name. When the scribe is writing it, he doesn't have to think, I'm writing God's name, the holy name. No, he's just writing the word judge. One of the words for judge is Elohim. Rabbi Akiva Omer Elohim Kodesh. Rabbi Akiva says it is holy. In fact, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says this is the source that you can't curse God. In the Mechilta, the official midrash on Shemot, also in early times, Rabbi Yishmael says that this is about cursing God. However, Rabbi Akiva says this is talking about the judge. So the opinions are a bit reversed. But in any event, the Unkelus, in his Aramaic official translation, if you look on the side of the text in a classic Chumash, in Art School Chumash, you'll see the Unkelus, the Aramaic translation, and it says, Dayana lo takel. Don't make light, don't curse the judge. So he thinks it is not a holy word. It's referring to the judge. So you shouldn't curse the judge, and you shouldn't curse the Nasi. As the Rambam says, whether it's someone who's in the head of the juridical department, division, like the head judge, or whether it's the person who's the head of the political division, namely the Nasi, those are the two people spoken about, two positions spoken of in this pasuk, in this verse. Rashi takes the position of Rabbi Yishmael, position of the opinion of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Vav 66a, that it's holy. This is talking about don't curse God. Rashbam says, look, it's really, you shouldn't curse anybody. And who do people tend to curse? Oh, that, you know, Ahmadinejad, that Putin, he's no good. You know, people like to curse the leader. So he says, you know what? You got to protect the powerful. We'll see why in a minute. But, you know, society can't really function if everyone is totally disrespectful to the leaders. It's an interesting debate recently whether, you know, someone was supposed to, should have called out in the middle of the State of the Union address that Biden gave. Is it appropriate to call out the parliament? They have very feisty debates in England. Or no, tradition in America is the president speaks. Everyone's, you can clap, you can laugh, but you can't interrupt. So here's the approach of don't curse the leader. It leads to a weak society. The Rambam, as I said, codifies that there's leaders of communities, shouldn't curse them. Leaders of religious institutions, the Ramban suggests that perhaps someone who has memshala in Torah, someone who has authority in Torah, perhaps the Rosh Yeshiva, the head of the yeshiva, let's say in Babylonia or in New York or what, maybe that person has the level of a nasi. But what about the notion of not cursing anybody? That comes from Leviticus 19, from Parshat Kedoshim. There it says, Lo tkalel cheresh, don't curse the weak person who can't even hear what you're saying. So Rambam believes that even a child, he doesn't have that much dignity to begin with. He's just a child. No, if you curse a child, they can't defend themselves. You should specifically not curse them. So according to the Rashbam, if you curse a leader, you violated the same. It's the same idea. You curse a deaf person. You curse a regular person. You curse a nasi. Just an example of a person. According to the Rambam, according to many authorities, when you curse a judge or a leader, you get two violations. One is lot kol acharish. Don't curse somebody who can't hear you, who's not listening. Don't curse someone behind their back. Lashon hara, tattling. And slander, and also you shouldn't be cursing a nasi because of his power, shouldn't be cursing him either. It says in the Ecclesiastes, we have an idea, the chadar mishkavcha, melech al tchalel, even in your recesses of your bedroom, don't curse the king, because the little bird will carry the word, the walls have ears, be careful for that. So, certainly an autocratic society, but you could argue that even in democratic society, there has to be a certain civility in addressing the president. The New York Times always calls Mr. President, Mr. Trump, etc. There should be a certain civility in dealing with the leaders. Now, she said, well, maybe it leaves no room for criticizing the government. He said, wait a second. Nasi ba'amcha lo ta'or. It says in the Gemara in Yevamos 22b, explains that only you cannot curse someone who's part of your nation. If he doesn't act like a member of the nation, if you're Ahab, or if you're Menashe, king of Israel, then you could curse them. It's a mitzvah to curse them, because they're going against the Torah. They shouldn't be acting that way. How do you translate that today? Do we say that our leaders are not religious enough? What are we allowed to say things like that? Interesting question. How far do you have to go in being irreverent to the Torah? What does that mean, that the king is irreverent? Does it mean they have to be moral in general? They have to keep all the laws? When does the Nasi lose his right not to be cursed? But finally, very interesting approach, Rabbi David Zvi Hoffman. Called today's talk, Protecting the Powerful. We know that the Torah is particularly interested in protecting the weak. For instance, if you take an assurity from a person, you give him a loan, say, well, look, I don't know if he's going to pay back, so I'll take his pajamas. He said, no. You better give him back his pajamas by night, because if he's sleeping in the cold and he calls out to God, I will hear, because I am a merciful God and you'll be in big trouble. Or if you afflict the widow or the orphan and they call out to God, I will hear their cries, and your children will be orphans. Not only you, the person who afflicted the widow and the orphan, but the society that allows for a widow and orphan to be afflicted. In plural, y'all's wives, y'all's children will be orphans and widows, because we don't afflict the widows. God stands up for, God hears the cries of all those who call out through oppression. So that everybody knows. Everybody knows that we have to, God is with the anavim, God is with the poor, the modest, the humble. However, what about the powerful? Couldn't the powerful become vulnerable? If you're weak, then we have mercy on you. But if you're powerful, then there's nobody has any mercy on you. For instance, state of Israel today, as long as Israel's weak, everyone has tremendous mercy and pity on Israel. But if they're strong, so then they're strong, then everything they do is wrong. So he says, there are people who are Rav David Zvi Hoffman, a rabbi from Germany from 150 years ago. He says there are people who would think that they can curse all the leaders. After all, there's no one else to blame. So you blame the economy on the leaders, you blame crime on the leaders. Well, even though a lot of these things are not directly related to the leaders, and you start cursing them with curses and terrible, terrible words. Here, the Torah wants to protect the wealthy as well, because of the attacks of the poor, just like it wants to protect the poor from the afflictions of the rich. We don't have a one-sided society. We're not going to swing, in different directions. It used to be that we afflicted the poor. Now we afflict the rich. This is not the communist revolution. What we need to do is we need to have respect for all individuals. And just as we have respect for the poor, Just as we can't take advantage of the poor, we can't take advantage of the wealthy and the powerful either. Someone needs to protect not only the poor, but someone needs to protect the wealthy. Someone needs to protect the powerful from the notion of just blaming everything on them, even things for which they're innocent. It's very easy to blame the powerful that they are responsible for everything. Surely, there is a lot of noblesse oblige when you have power and you have responsibility. But you can't blame everything on others. You have to take responsibility for yourself. You have to realize that not everything there isn't someone in charge of every aspect of the economy or the army or everything. There's a lot of things that happen haphazardly. So, Torah is giving us a very important balance lesson, and that is that whereas societies swing between oppressing the poor, protecting the poor, oppressing the rich, protecting the rich, Torah has a balanced vision. Both need to be protected. First and foremost, the poor, the widow, the orphan, God is the true champion of the widow and the orphan. He loves the widow and the orphan. Same time, we're not going to swing all the way in their direction and allow them to throw curses and defamations against innocent, powerful people who are doing the best they can. There needs to be some respect there as well. There needs to be some balance there as well. And that's the mitzvah of Elohim Lot Kalel, or Elohim Lot Kalel. Don't curse the judge. He's doing the best he can. If the leader of the community is more or less following the traditions of the people, then give them a break. They're not in charge of everything. And don't spend too much energy cursing those who are the powerful. They're not responsible for everything. You can be part of the solution. So, I know it's a radical idea. Think about it. And I welcome comments or suggestions. Thank you so much for joining us. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha on the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.